Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial Real Estate, safely across the glass in his private booth.
Good morning, Frank. How are you doing?
I am well. I am well. Nice to be able to see you in person for a while.
This is a neat thing to do. It's been a couple years, right?
Oh, it's been terrible, hasn't it?
And it's a nice day. It's Friday.
So, listen, one of the themes of the week that we've been exploring is, are we in a recession or not? What's your take?
Well, if I had the crystal ball, I'd probably be retired by now. But what I do believe, so I'm going to go out on a limb, I think the feds will come out with end of Q2 data that says we have had two back-to-back negative GDP in the United States.
Which is the definition, textbook definition of a recession.
It is a definition of a recession. Now, why do I feel that way? We're on the front lines every day. We're leasing to restaurants, hairdressers, industrial uses. And yeah, the activity is still very good. But there's a little bit of something in the air. What I mean is that for companies that aren't needing to borrow money, they're kind of holding on to their cash. Other companies, believe it or not, are maybe not hiring. So everyone's just paying attention. And why are they doing that? Because our administration came out and said, we want to slow the economy down, so we're going to raise interest rates. Big surprise. There's no surprise there.
Well, last time we talked about the three I's, inflation, inventory, and interest rates.
We did. And there's a lot of talk about holding people that speak about what they think is going to happen in the market to be accountable. So I want to go back to April 21st. April 21st, I was on your show. I talked about inflation would continue, and it has. Interest rates would continue to tick up, and they have. And I talked about inventory, and I even used a term, Frank, I've been preaching for years, how we're running out of industrial, we're running out of space, and we have run out of industrial. There is a little bit of what we call second, third generation space slowly starting to come on the market. Is it indicative of a downturn? Maybe it's just people turning over, needing more space or less space. So I'm still placing a hold on that. But we are seeing the activity levels in the commercial sector slow down ever so slightly.
What does this, and we're not seeing any new stuff come on board.
That's what exactly. So where are the new permits? Where are the new industrial parks? Where are the new office parks? And when I'm saying this, I mean, for the listeners, the build to spec or the speculative developers, not I've got a pharmaceutical company and I'm going to go out and build them a building. These are people that are saying, I'm so confident in the market, I'm going to go build a 20,000 foot industrial building or a 20,000 foot office building because I believe I'll lease it up. But they have no guarantee of leasing it up. In that sector right now in Bend, there's virtually no new permits. There is a little bit going on in Redmond, and there's a little bit going on in Prineville.
How does that bode well for us?
Well, I am focused on Central Oregon.
Not just Bend.
Yeah, so when someone says, hey, we're moving from Bend to Redmond or Redmond to Sisters, that's like great. If they say, I'm moving to Idaho, that's when I get bummed out. But overall, we have people who are saying, okay, how long does it take me to build a building? How much does it cost? And how much does my cost of capital run me? And what we're seeing is that, in general, Bend and Redmond are about the same price. Prineville might be a little less expensive. But the reason why those areas, Redmond and Prineville, have a little more activity going on is they have the land. They have the land that can be developed. And in Bend, it's pretty busy around here. Not a lot of commercially zoned land for sale.
Well, that gets me back to my age-old gripe about UGB and all that kind of thing, but
you know, and that's
out of our hands.
I'm a supporter of Tom McCall, but I don't think if Tom McCall were alive today, I don't think he would be blown away with the growth. Remember, the UGB was implemented to protect forest land and ag land. There's a lot of conversations about how agriculturally successful will the welded tuft outside of Hamby be, right? Mm-hmm. It's a lava flow. It's going to be pretty tough to grow on it. That's another topic. But for right now, we have what we have, right? We have the land inside the UGB, and the prices are really high.
All right. The interest rates, have they had a detrimental effect to business so far?
Well, I wouldn't say detrimental, but any business owner, when they see that a 30-year home loan goes from 3.75% on March 20 to 5.75% on April 15th, and that's a 30-year home loan, conventional, and I think of conventional home loans like under $676,000. Everybody pays attention because all of a sudden if it's more expensive to borrow the money to buy the home, you're going to see a slowdown. And we have. I think nationally, the 5% slowdown in new mortgage executions in the last couple weeks. But what the business owners are doing is they're saying, hey, I'm paying attention. I'm keeping my powder. Maybe not going to go out and do anything too crazy right now.
So they're being a little cautious.
They're being a little cautious, yeah. They want to prepare for maybe what they see are a little rough seas on the horizon.
Rough seas on the horizon?
Well, you know, they're looking out going, okay, it's not cheap to live in Central Oregon.
Hello.
It's hard to find people to hire. The people that we can find then tell us they don't have anywhere to live that's affordable. My truck cost $197 to fill last night, and I went out to dinner, and my dinner was $250, and I got half the size of the plate, the portion. Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes people kind of go, hey, honey, maybe we want to save our money right now.
Yeah, you think?
Doom and gloom. It's just reality. And I bring it back to if anybody's listening right now and says, hey, this is crazy. I had no idea this was going to happen. Really? Because all the media in the world has been saying that the administration wants to slow the economy down by raising interest rates and trying to control this inflation. So it's working. I'm not a fan, but it's working.
It has hit some success.
It's had some success, exactly.
So where are things? Well, we've already talked about where it might be going, but we're headed into fall and winter, which are less active times, aren't they?
You know, it's a cyclical market. So think about if you were a business that wanted to open a retail store in Central Oregon, and let's just say your ice cream. You probably don't want to open on October 31st. You want to open around Memorial Day. Industrial users, typically the big time for industrial demand is Q1, because that's when we start thawing, the RFPs come out, the construction, people say, hey, we had a good year, we're going to make more widgets, we need to buy more materials. That's when industrial, so it's cyclical. July is usually a pretty kind of slow month for industrial leasing, but for industrial sales, for commercial leasing, it's pretty slow. But for commercial sales, it's usually pretty good. So I did a little research in CoStar and LoopNet, which are the tools that most of the commercial brokers use in the Tri-County area. We have 1/4 the inventory for sale that we had a year ago. So I thought, what does that mean? And we did some more work. It means two things. We sold a lot of inventory in the last 12 months, maybe volumes that we haven't seen before. We sold it to both owner user, so that's someone who needs to buy a building and move in and use it, and investors. But the second thing we saw is a whole bunch of people that own commercial real estate have said, why would I sell it now? I'm getting 10% return on my money. That's better than my other investments. And up until recently, they were getting maybe 0.1% return on their money market. Now most of them are getting about 1%. So the people who own the real estate are like, yeah, I don't want to sell it right now.
Okay.
So what that's done is that's driven prices up.
One of the questions I've asked other people kind of in your business and partners of your business, is Central Oregon not immune, but the effects of China, Russia, the war, the oil prices, the world market, is Central Oregon a little protected from that?
I don't know if I would say protected. I mean, it truly is a global economy. And the example is, if the listeners remember, kind of in the beginning of COVID, when we started realizing that there are companies that couldn't get the raw goods and materials to make the furniture or make the part for your car, those companies now aren't really buying off on what's called just-in-time inventory. They're saying, never again. I want a year's worth of raw goods out in my yard. Mm-hmm. So if this happens again, I can still be making my product, right? Mm-hmm. So overall, we're not immune, but I put it this way. If you added all the office space in Bend, Oregon that was ever built, it would fill up the U.S. Bank Tower in Portland 1.5 times. That's one building in Portland. So when you're talking about the size of our community as a percentage of inventory, it's still pretty small. What it does do, though, is when we have the war in Ukraine and what's going on, it gives, as I've said before, a cause to pause. So I mentioned to you, you got to fill up your car with gas. You go out to dinner. You have all these indicators. And then behind all that is there's a war going on. Japanese prime minister, God, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sorry to hear the news. Everyone's questioning what's going on with China. I'm not that kind of a worrier guy. I pay attention to it. But what I do is say, well, look, I'm on the front line and here's what I can control. I know how much it costs to build a building in Redmond. I know how much it costs to go to Prineville. I know what I need to pay people to come to work for me. So that's really where I'm focused.
All right. It's Brian Fretzky, Fretzky Commercial Real Estate. Parting words, Brian?
Commercial's still a great hedge against inflation. It's the one investment where you know you can have your rents go up year over year. You just have to have a professional, and we have dozens of them in the community, to help you underwrite the deal to make sure you know what you're buying.
All right. Brian Fretzky, Fretzky Commercial Real Estate. Go to their website and check them out. Great to see you, Brian.
Thank you very much.
FM 111.10 KBND. It's coming up on 8:52. Next, we'll see what's happening with today's money news. Josh Finelli will be in.